When Jesus had made his way down the mountain, he'd entered the city. And it was the time for the festival of Passover. He desired to celebrate that meal with his disciples. And so he sent them ahead of him. He told them to follow the man with the water jar and to go into the house and to ask the owner of the house, "Where is the room that I may make preparations to celebrate the Passover?" So they went, and they found it just as Jesus said. And the owner of the house showed them an upper room that had all the furnishings they needed. And there they made ready for Passover. When Jesus was at the table eating with his disciples, he took the bread, and having given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." And he did the same with the cup, and he said, "This is my blood shed for you." And the disciples wondered at what he was telling them. And he said, "But not all of you are my friends. There is one seated at this table, one who dips the bread into the cup, one who will betray me." And each one asked in turn, "Is it I, Lord?" But Peter swore. He said, "Lord, even if all the others run and desert you, I will follow you, even if it means unto death." And Jesus said, "Indeed, it is a hard night. You will desert me." They went in and out into the garden. And Jesus went a stone's throw further. And he knelt down to pray. He said, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But not my will, your will be done." And he came back and he found the disciples sleeping. And he told them, "Wake up, keep watch, for the time of trial is near." And again, and he went and he prayed as he had the first time. And he came back and again he found them asleep. And he went away, and a third time he came back and found them sleeping. He said, "Wake up. Now is the time for the Son of Man to be betrayed." They came under the cover of darkness with clubs and swords. And Judas had arranged a sign with the soldiers. He said, "The one whom I kiss, that is the one you must arrest." And he approached the master. And he kissed him on the cheek. And Jesus said, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you betray the Son of Man?" And they came and they arrested him. And he said, "Day after day I taught openly in the temple, and yet you come under the cover of darkness." And they led him away. Peter followed at a distance. He followed him to the house of the high priest. And there he warmed himself by a fire. There was a servant girl there, and she said, "I recognize you. You were with him." And he said, "I don't know what you're talking about." And then a little while later, they said, "You are one of them. You are a Galilean." And he said, I do not know, I do not understand what you're saying. And then a third time someone said, you were one of them. And he cursed and he swore and he said, I do not know what you're talking about. I do not know the man. And then the rooster crowed. And he remembered what Jesus had said. Tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And Peter left the place and wept bitterly. They took Jesus from place to place, asking questions like, who are you? Are you the King of the Jews? And they tried all sorts of charges, but none of them would stick. They crowned him with a crown of thorns and put a purple robe around him, asked him to prophesy, and they beat him. But Jesus was silent, like a lamb to the slaughter. They made him carry his cross up to the hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull. And there the soldiers crucified him. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he said, Mother, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. And he said, I am thirsty. And he cried out with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me? And he prayed, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And he said, it is finished. And he died. It was about noon that day. And the sky turned dark. And the curtain in the temple tore from the top to the bottom. There was a good man named Joseph of Arimathea. He went and asked for Jesus' body. And he took the body down and wrapped it in linen cloth and laid him in a tomb. And he sealed the tomb with a stone. Holy God, on this Sunday, we gather at the foot of the cross and we remember Lord, we remember Your love. How even at Your table, at Your feast, You included Judas, the one who would betray You. You washed His feet, You fed Him on the bread of life and the cup of salvation. We remember how You stood trial and were falsely accused, found guilty of blasphemy and sedition, false charges brought against You. We remember how the crowd's words changed from Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, to crucify Him. We remember how You suffered for our sake, died that we might be saved. Lord, at the foot of Your cross, we find our unity, made one in the blood shed of Jesus Christ. Sinners made saints. Not because we deserve it, but because of Your gift of grace. Today, O God, we continue to live in a world full of violence, suffering, and death. We pray, O God, for nations that are divided by violence and war, for families who are divided by harsh words and hurt. We pray for Your saving, redeeming love, Your Prince of Peace. Loving God, we pray for our community and for its leaders. That You teach us the self-emptying way of Jesus Christ. Teach us how to live humbly and how to lift up the lowly. We pray for the good of our community. We pray for our loved ones. We ask for Your presence to be with all those who are in distress. In mind, body, and spirit. Hold their lives forever in Your hand. Look upon them with Your healing mercies. And we pray for Your church, both here and on every street corner, wherever two or three have gathered. On this day of triumph and tragedy, we ask for Your help. Help us to be witnesses to Your saving love through the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we pour out our hearts to You in prayer, O God, pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us that we may live lives of service. seeking to do your will, to follow in your way, all in the name and sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The story of Holy Week is a story of self-giving love. What will you give of yourself today? Let us present ourselves to God.